The talks in Bali have been dominated by arguments over whether the meeting's final text should include a target for rich nations to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 2020. The United States, along with Japan and Canada, reject emission targets in the document. They argue it would prejudge the outcome of the negotiations on replacing the Kyoto Protocol, which aimed to reduce global warming. The Kyoto Agreement expires in 2012. Senior ministers from around 190 nations begin high-level meetings on Wednesday to finalize the main negotiating draft called the Bali Roadmap. UN Climate Chief Ivo de Boer told reporters Tuesday that while the current draft text includes a 25% to 40% reduction target, it is non-binding and only meant to be used as a guide.
It's something that governments earlier this year said they should be guided by in the context of the negotiations. So this range doesn't represent concrete emission reduction targets for industrialized countries. And this conference will not produce an agreement on concrete emission reduction targets.
The European Union and many environmentalists say the emission targets are necessary if developing nations are serious about leading the fight against climate change. Many scientists and environmentalists think greenhouse gases released by burning fossil fuels, such as coal and oil, contribute to global warming. They argue that cutting emissions can reduce the effects of warming, such as drought, floods, and rising sea levels. Hans Verelme of the environmental group The Worldwide Fund says if delegates accept the findings by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, they need to act on emissions.
The crux of the discussion really is about the level of ambition. Do we take the science seriously? Do we listen to the IPCC and Al Gore, who yesterday received the Nobel Peace Prize? Or do we just put in some vague text about that we have ambition, a common vision, but don't really define what that means?
Senior officials, including UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and Australia's new Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, have begun arriving in Bali ahead of Wednesday's meetings. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Bali, Indonesia.